This is Ozarks at Large. More than 20 new vapor shops sell electronic cigarette supplies in Northwest Arkansas. The use of e-cigarettes, referred to as vaping, is catching fire among young people who don't want to associate with the hazards of smoking and older people who are just trying to quit smoking. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to the Velvet Vapor in Rogers.
A heavy haze hangs inside the Velvet Vapor, a smoking destination, or more precisely, a vaping destination for electronic cigarette enthusiasts who relish nicotine vapor. Rhonda Yee, along with her husband Chang Yee, are proprietors. They opened this shop last November. Rhonda opens a display case filled with mechanical operating devices, or MODs, and starter kits.
Would consist of a couple of components. One, which is your battery. Your battery, which powers your tank, and this is known as an atomizer. The atomizer, which then heats up the liquid, and the liquid consists of propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, your flavor, whether it be artificial or natural, and your nicotine.
Kits run $25 to $50, and when you suck on the mouthpiece, an internal battery activates a microprocessor controlling a light in some devices to indicate it's working, and an atomizer, which heats up the nicotine solution called juice to around 180 degrees, converting it into a thick, warm, white vapor. Store clerk Brianna Devine, Yee's daughter-in-law, is an avid vapor.
I use a really low nicotine level. I started out at, I want to say it was like a 12, which is about middle of the road. But I smoked full flavors for 5 years before this. And I've been vaping for about a year and a half now.
The standard nicotine level, 10 milliliter bottle of juice, runs $7 plus change here, equivalent to 10 packs of cigarettes, which can run $7 each. Some e-cigarettes resemble real cigarettes, what vapors call analogs, with tan nicotine cartridges at the base attached to a white polycarbonate tube, complete with a red LED tip. But the Velvet Vapor prefers to market rechargeables, up to 300 times, refillable e-cigarettes, more environmentally friendly, they say. They manufacture all their nicotine liquid in a variety of flavors and strengths.
Well, we have anything from apple pie to watermelon bubble gum. So we have over 320 flavors. So we have something for everyone's palate, we hope.
Rhonda Yee enjoys nectarine vanilla vapor. They also carry 40 cigarette-flavored syrups, says co-owner Chang Yee.
The major brands like Marlboro, the Camels, the Newports, you know.
Velvet Vapor brand juice is sealed with child-proof lids and labeled to keep out of reach of children because of the ingredients blended to create a palpable smoking sensation.
It's your propylene glycol, which is known as PG, that gives the throat hit. Your vegetable glycerin, which is VG, and it gives you the vapor. You have your flavoring, which I said could be artificial or natural. And you have your nicotine. These are all U.S. pharmaceutical grade ingredients,
which creates a thick white vapor. So the Yee's advise patrons to not vape in public without permission. And users can adjust the amount of nicotine inhaled.
Individuals come in here, they want to quit smoking. And this is a way that has helped lots of individuals either cut themselves way back or help them quit smoking. We've seen people start at 24 nicotine and they brought themselves all the way down to zero. And then they just have, this device gives them the act of. So that smoker wants to feel the vape, they want to see the smoke, but then they're also getting their nicotine without the carcinogens and the tar.
Tobacco stimulates the brain and nervous system, increases cognition, and adjusts mood. Plus, it's an appetite suppressant. Smoking is intensely addictive, a carcinogen, and a leading cause of cardiovascular and lung disease. More than 3 million people worldwide die from smoking. So for some, e-cigarettes are a viable way to quit. According to a preliminary study published in the British journal Addiction, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration is not convinced, however. It seeks to regulate electronic cigarettes as a tobacco product. The agency has proposed strict marketing, testing, and review protocol for all tobacco-laced syrups, health warning imprints, and barring sales to minors. Until the Fed does something tangible, states are taking up the challenge. In early May, the Arkansas Department of Health issued a public health advisory. Dr. Gary Wheeler, MD, is medical director of the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program at the Arkansas Department of Health.
Our summary of all the data that we reviewed suggests that at this point, there is no data to show that looking at the public, not at an individual, but at the public, that e-cigarettes promote cessation. I think what there is consensus on is that if they are going to be used as cessation devices, they should be used under medical direction.
Arkansas's Department of Health advisory warns that nicotine in e-cigarette vapors is addictive and known to be toxic, affecting the nervous system and heart, and increases the risk for arteriosclerosis, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and cancer. Arkansas also warns in states such as California post in ads that nicotine is a chemical known to cause birth defects and reproductive harm, and that e-cigarettes should not be marketed as a smoking cessation product. Secondhand vapor could also pose a risk, the Arkansas advisory says. The Arkansas legislature passed several laws last session to prohibit the sale of electronic cigarettes to minors and bans their use on school property. But Dr. Wheeler says the law requires a mechanism for wide enforcement.
So our concerns are twofold. Number one, youth might try cigarettes, these e-cigarette products, thinking that they're safe, become addicted to nicotine, and then progress on to other standard cigarette products or tobacco products. And that's been documented already. We have evidence that is going on through national surveys.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Arkansas ranks second in the nation for smokeless tobacco use among youth. The CDC reports that nationwide e-cigarette use among middle and high school students doubled in 2012 to 1.78 million young people. Public comment period regarding FDA's proposed rules ends July 7th. At that point, e-cigarette product manufacturers, including micro-producers like the Yee family, would have 2 years to submit applications for each of their 300 nicotine-laced formulas. And once reviewed, they could not derivate. While vapor vendors like the Yees worry the regulatory costs and possible tobacco taxes could snuff out their business, business is smoking. Novices walk through the door daily, but vapors, like this guy, enjoy hanging out.
My name's Coy Cook. I'm an officer of the court of Benton County. I switched to e-cigs, I guess, going on a year now, almost a year now. I haven't smoked in over a year. I don't know. I haven't picked up a cigarette, and I feel a lot better for it.
A Chinese pharmacist is reported to be the first to market electronic cigarettes 10 years ago to help his patients quit smoking. American vape shops started to open some 3 years ago. Today, packaged e-cigarettes are marketed under the name V2 Cigs and Joy and Top Seller Blue, sold at gas stations in the world's largest retailer, Walmart, generating a reported $1.7 billion in U.S. sales. Big tobacco will likely prevail in this market, although only a fraction of its $90 billion in sales last year. E-cigarette companies like Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds are gaining a big purchase on vaping. Analysts predict the sales of e-cigarettes will surpass your Winstons and Camels by the next decade. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.